Well, we saw some very dramatic evacuation video from that aircraft, that American Airlines aircraft, where the tires were on fire.
Yeah, it happens a lot during the busy or the hot summers, especially when we're seeing the excessive heat we had. And the tire blows, catches on fire, smoke starts to fill the cabin, and the captain orders the emergency evacuation. And, of course, Tony, you and I both know that most people just ignore that. Out the aircraft they go, and instead of leaving the large carry-on bags behind, what are they doing? They're down there dragging them across the ramp. It is a clear violation of a flight attendant's instructions. It should be a felony. We talk about all the time about how safety is our number one priority, and yet this type of thing happens all the time. All you got to do is think back to Aeroflot, flight 1492 in May of 2019. Passengers were so busy collecting their carry-on bags that it prevented everybody from getting off the airplane, and you had 41 fatalities. Could have been avoided, but we've seen this happen around the world, and until we start enforcing it with some sort of penalties, sadly, it's going to continue.
Yeah, and you could see that very vividly, people going down the chutes with that carry-on baggage. You know, Jay, those airline flight attendants, every flight they make very important announcements, and it's obvious that a lot of people don't even listen to them. Even something as small, and I notice this every time I fly, when they tell you you can't line up in front of the forward lavatory, and yet you'll right. have people try to do that every time.
Well, they do, and it's, you know, I understand an evacuation where everybody's a little bit nervous, and all it takes is one horse's rear end to pop that top and start yanking on his bag for everybody else to do the same thing. And we had an American Airlines flight in Chicago that was on fire, and it took, I think, 3 or 4 minutes or more to get everybody off the plane. It should be 90 seconds. And the National Transportation Safety Board said the reason that we couldn't get everybody off as fast as we wanted was because people were stopping to get their carry-on bags. And, you know, the evidence is there. And these same people that are doing nothing, when somebody gets killed, they're going to be the first people that are going to pull a hamstring, rushing to the microphone to announce how they're going to enact important changes to keep us safe, blah, blah. No, 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 no. Do it now. Don't wait. But sadly, nothing's being done. And I would fine every single person who did that $50,000 or $100,000. You are clearly endangering the lives of the people behind you, and you're okay with it. So all it would take would be a few people getting fined and it going viral, and that kind of stuff would stop in a heartbeat.
I think you're exactly right about that. Jay, we had that story about that Delta Airlines pilot who was arrested shortly after the flight landed in San Francisco.
Yeah, we didn't know why initially, but the flight comes in from Minneapolis and lands, and they had, I think, Tony, as many as 10 people, law enforcement, that stormed the cabin. And when they did, they arrested and took away the first officer on this Delta Airlines flight, and the charges apparently have to include child abuse and sexual abuse. We don't know all the specifics, but it was serious, and it was a situation that we just, you'd never want to have your pilots under, you know, scrutiny for anything that makes us not want to trust them. And, you know, sadly, that's the case that we had here. The charges are there. We'll have to see where things go. And Delta obviously has no comment pending the investigation of what's going on. But, yeah, 10 people apparently stormed the cockpit to put that individual under arrest.
Yeah, what a visual that would be if you were on one of those flights seeing that happen, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, you must be after one of the passengers. And then they storm the cockpit and remove the first officer. Yeah, that would shake most people, especially if you're scared to fly anyways. That's the last thing you want to see.
Exactly. How about hub delays? Anything we have to worry about this morning, Jay?
Chicago's going to give us some headaches due to some on and off thunderstorms that are rolling through there. And I think, absent of that, the rest of the country should be in pretty good shape, other than those afternoon and annoying pop-up thunderstorms that we keep having that are, you know, creating delays across the country late in the day. Early on this morning, we are in pretty good shape, other than Chicago.
I couldn't help but think about the fact that it is so hot over so many parts of the country right now. I thought back to that story we had a couple of weeks ago about the Southwest Airlines drink cans popping in Phoenix. That may be happening in a lot of places this week.
I'm telling you, it will be, and especially if you're delayed a little bit getting out onto the flight, and if they don't refrigerate those things ahead of time, What ends up happening is you hear them exploding, and yeah, as though the flight attendants need something else, clean up on aisle 16. Exactly.
Exactly.
You hear them popping before while the airplane's still taxiing, and you're thinking, what in the world is going on here?
It's amazing. One of the hazards of summer. Jay, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.